Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada, Episode 3. This episode, we're going to be talking about 223 and the 5.56 NATO round, or just 5.56. We're also going to be covering range bags and goals for the new year. First, I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and safe travels during the holidays. Being in the Christmas season, this is going to be a bit of a laid-back episode. I'm sipping my morning coffee with my dog laying at my feet under the desk and my Steve Lee CD playing in the background. I'm not sure if that's coming through on the microphone or not, but if you hear some background music, that's what I'm doing. So let's get this bus fired up and on with the show.
Well, the witness is right and the lawyer's a liar. The future looks bright like a four-alarm fire. An old man pictures a robin's egg falling, crushed underfoot as he limps through his last swing.
Last episode, we talked about the 223 and the 22, but there's something I left out regarding the 223, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to do it in a separate episode, and that is the 5.56 round. You will hear the 5.56 and the 223 used together, and maybe wondering what the heck is this, a clash of the titans? Metric versus Imperial. Tune in Saturday for the epic battle starting at 8 p.m. 8:30 Newfoundland. Well, kind of, sort of. 223 is the Imperial measurement for the projectile, and the 5.56 millimeters is obviously the metric. So the projectiles are the same. If you have 5.56 brass, and you're going to go buy projectiles, you buy 223 projectiles. So the difference between the two rounds is not between the projectiles, it's between the casing. So let's step back for a second here and do kind of when a bullet is fired 101. When a round is fired, the powder is ignited by the primer, and when the powder ignites, it exerts tremendous pressure on the chamber walls. The pressure is like water, it'll seek the path of least resistance, which is right behind the bullet. The 223 is commercial 223 is loaded to lower pressures and velocities compared to a 5.56, meaning the 223 chamber is not designed to take the continuous firing of a 5.56 round, and which is going to exert more pressure. The 5.56 NATO is a military style case and is made from a thicker brass than the commercial cases. The reason for this is NATO specifications allows for a higher chamber pressure. So using a 223 cartridge in a 5.56 chambered rifle should work reliably, because you're putting in a cartridge that has exerts lower pressures on the chamber walls into a rifle that's designed to handle higher pressures. So going from 223 to 5.56, again, check your manufacturers, make sure you can do it, but generally that shouldn't be a problem. The problem is, like I said, when you go from 5.56 down to the 223. And so for the new shooter, I would recommend not interchanging ammunition. If your data stamp says 223, then use the 223. If it says 5.56, then use 5.56. Some of my reading, I've seen that there are some manufacturers that may even put both in their data stamp. And if you have 223 and 5.56 in the data stamp, then obviously they've tested it, it works reliably, and the manufacturer says, have at it, Hoss. So that's the 5.56. Like I said, it's not a lot of difference, but one little thing I just wanted to bring up, and that was just got to be cautious when firing 5.56 out of a 223. It's not recommended. on to range bags. I'd like to talk just briefly about range bags and what you should bring to the range with you just to make your experience an enjoyable one. So I'm going to go over some of the things that I've got in my range bag, some of the things that I bring to my range. This isn't the be-all and end-all of all lists. You know, people bring different things. But I think this is a pretty good outline of what to bring in the beginning anyways. And then as you go out, you'll, you know, there may be things you don't need or what, and you can customize it to your own likings. What I bring to the range each and every time is a staple gun with my staples to put up your targets, handy wipes like diaper wipes or Lysol wipes or some sort of cleaning wipes. So if you bring snacks, which is going to be towards the end of the list, or something, or if you know, just to keep your hands clean while you're between shooting, handy wipes are handy for that. Toolkit. There may become a time where your gun jams up or something happens and you need to take it apart to, you know, a spring breaks or, you know, who knows. There may be, I had a piece inside my 22 come loose and I had to take it apart and retighten it and put the piece back on and retighten it and continue on. So a toolkit's very useful. You're going to want a pen or a Sharpie, especially if you're shooting with lots of people, or you're bringing, not so much lots of people, if you're bringing somebody out shooting with you. It'd be nice, you know, especially if it's their first time, you can write on the target their name, the caliber they were shooting, the date, and, you know, and then you send the target home with them, and, you know, they put it up on the wall, and, oh, look at me, you know, I'm a sniper in training or whatever. So a pen or a Sharpie is good. If you're working on loads, you know, it comes in handy to write down information about the loads you're shooting and such. Hearing protection and eye protection. I think those two should go without saying, but you know, I'm going to mention them anyways. I've got earmuffs and those foam ones that you twist in your fingers and you stick them in your ears. Eye protection. You know, go to the gun shop and you can usually buy like 3 packs of shooting glasses type of thing, and they're usually pretty cheap. And I wear prescription glasses, so I've got that covered. Magazines and clips. If your rifle uses clips, then you're going to want to bring some clips. I guess your clips would already probably have the rounds in them. But you'd want to make sure you bring your magazines if you're shooting a magazine-fed firearm. First aid kit. You should always have some form of a first aid kit because you never know what can happen. You know, minor injuries happen. You know, our range has a gravel lot. Kids get running around if they trip and fall or, you know, who knows. First aid kit's always a good thing to have. And obviously, your ammunition. Not going to have a very good day at the range if you leave your ammunition at home, so that's definitely something you're going to want to make sure you don't forget. Now, if you're this part kind of depends on how long you're going to be at the range. If when I go to the range, I tend to be there for, you know, 2-3 hours and kind of make an afternoon of it or a morning of it. So I'll a lot of times I'll bring snacks of some kind just to nibble on just because, you know, if you're there for a while, you're going to get hungry. Bottled water. That's a great thing, because you just throw it in your range bag, leave it, set it and forget it, as the infomercial says. Just throw, like, you know, 6 or 7 bottles of water in there, and you're good for probably a few trips. So, now, the handy wipes, kind of want to kind of get back to that. This is where your handy wipes would come in handy. When you're handling ammunition and you're shooting your firearm, you're going to be getting residue on your hands, and it can be pretty toxic, so you don't want to be, you know, getting that on your food and then putting your food in your mouth and then eating it and then you're ingesting it. So this is where the handy wipes would come in. Just wipe your hands down, try and get as much of that off of there as possible. So, and then once you've kind of got all that covered, you got your ammo, but you're going to need something to shoot at. So you're going to need your targets. So make sure you got lots of targets. Nothing worse than getting to the range and realizing, oh crap, I don't have my targets. I got nothing to shoot at. So that can be a little frustrating. Now, on a little bit of a sidebar here, I just want to talk about targets real quick. I personally can plink away at paper targets all day long, and you know, I find that enjoyable. But my daughters tend to get a little bored quickly with just regular paper targets. So what I've done is I came up with my own style targets, where you get a paper plate, go to the dollar store, you can buy like those big suckers and candy rockets, and you staple them to the pipe or the paper plate, and then you staple the paper plate up to your target board, and then now you've got reactive targets. When a 22 hits one of those suckers or rockets, it just explodes into just a powder cloud, and the kids just absolutely love it. So just a quick little sidebar there on the targets. If you got small kids, you know, and the great thing about shooting candy is it just dissolves into the ground, so you don't have to go cleaning it up. You know, the worst part about it, and it's not really the worst, but, you know, you end up with a very, very sticky paper plate afterwards, which you just dump in the garbage. So, you know, we do up little competitions. We'll each have our targets, and then we'll see who can clear all the candy off their plate the quickest in the least amount of rounds and stuff. So just adds a little extra dynamic to your day of shooting. And other than that, I've got, if you do like the paper targets, I found three websites that have free targets to download, and they're all different things you can shoot at there, and that you'll find those in the show notes. And yes, I reluctantly found a site that has zombie targets. So if you want to shoot at your zombies, personally, I still love my zombie movies, and you know, it's just, I think it's getting a little too commercialized, and it's getting a little too overdone now. But anyways, if you want to shoot zombies, there's a link there. You can download some zombie targets. So that covers your range bag and your targets. Again, you know, you can, you know, I think if you have those basics there, you're going to be covered. And then, you know, as you get going out more and more often, you'll add things to it that are a little more customized for yourself. So for the new year, I just thought I would just, take a minute and just go over some goals that I have for the new year. I'm not going to call them resolutions because I think that's a little cliche. But last year, my goal for 2012 was to shoot more, get a little more active, and I did. 2011, I was getting out maybe like once every couple months. I'd go out to the range for the day, and that was about it. This past year, I made a commitment to go at least once a month. During the summertime, I was going out almost weekly. I got involved in cowboy shooting. So, you know, I achieved that goal. And now for 2013, now that we survived the end of the world according to the Mayans, this is being recorded on December 22nd. So, you know, we survived. Woohoo! Hooray! Anyways, so my goals, and I challenge everyone out there listening to create your own goals for your own shooting goals for the coming year, and do the best you can to achieve those goals. My goals this year are going to be to attend at least one cowboy match a month during the cowboy season. Have to double check. That's probably going to start up around April, May, whenever the weather starts warming up. So one cowboy match a month, and at least one other range day a month. So I want to get out at least twice a month, starting in the new year, and start shooting. Problem with shooting is if you don't get out regularly, it is a perishable skill. So you may get your group sizes down to, say, you know, an inch, but if you set the rifle down for a couple months and come back, unless you got really good natural skills, you're going to notice that your groups aren't going to be quite as tight. So it is a perishable skill, and that was one of the reasons why I committed to doing more regular shooting over this past year and the coming year. That's going to be my goal. So I challenge you to to set your own goals and see if you can achieve them. So with that being said, I got a couple shout-outs. One to Toby and Paul of the Politics and Guns. Toby had messaged me on Facebook asking me to be on the show, and I graciously accepted. Brian Bolivar from the Canadian Service Conditions Radio podcast was also on there, and we chatted about the gun culture, and it was a great interview. I had a great time doing it. Good bunch of guys. So what I did was, in the show notes, I linked up to that episode, 74A. The first part of the episode is an interview with a gentleman talking about shotgun based on the AK receiver, which was a very interesting interview. Unfortunately, I doubt we'll ever see it up here, since the AKs are prohibs up here and any variants thereof. So chances are, I believe it was a Sega shotgun, or the manufacturer was Sega. I can't remember what the model of the shotgun was, but it's going to be part of their top or SHOT Show display and such. So listen to that, and then the two Canucks follow the interview, and yeah, it was a great time, good show. It's a couple hours long because you know, we just I think the interview was about an hour, and then it took about a half hour to say the closing goodbyes. So, you know, when you get a bunch of guys around talking guns, it's hard to shut us up. So it was I encourage you to listen to that show. It was a great show. And my other shout out goes to Mr. McClatchy of Canadian Reload Radio for getting my Steve Lee prize pack out to me, and it arrived just in time for Christmas. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I was listening to my Steve Lee CD, which has since stopped. But it arrived, like I said, this is recording Saturday, and it arrived on Friday. So thank you very much, Matthew, for getting that out to me. And you guys rock. So shout out to the Canadian Reload Radio boys as well. If you're not listening to them, jeez, what the hell's wrong with you, a bunch of hosers? Get off your butt and download their episode. Take a listen. Good bunch of guys. So with that being said, I am going to close this out. Again, I'd like to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure you get yourself out shooting. Drag someone with you. And until next time, keep your barrels pointed downrange and smoking. Cheers.